Today, the index is back or not. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, World's Latest Post, covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Today, I'm joined by property insider Edwin Almeida. Hi, Edwin.
G'day, Martin. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. So the hedonic's back.
Yeah, the hedonic's back. I've been told that somebody has exhumed the body and they found a heartbeat. I don't know. I'm wearing my garlic. I got my garlic. I got my bell, my angel, and... incense, you know, burning at the back, as well as some Asian anti voodoo shit. So I'm not going to take any chances. It's just unnatural.
Well, you know, I guess there's a couple of interesting observations. So just to be clear, CoreLogic stopped their daily reporting publicly of the hedonic index around the end of May, and they've now announced. And it's starting to be published again on a daily basis. In fact, you could still see it because they were still presenting it through the ASX. I assume they had a contract there and they couldn't stop it. And they were still reporting monthly. But I guess the key question is, their justification for turning it off was very low transaction volumes. Haven't we still got low transaction volumes?
I think we've got greater transaction volumes at the moment, given the fact that Tarek has brought that up and he's been following the domain transaction volumes there and also in REA. And quite a lot of our followers are doing the same. And look, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And as I said, look, they may have exhumed the body. It's got an artificial heart in there at the moment. But let's see what happens moving forward. But I sent you a screenshot of what Lindsay David and myself, we've been keeping tabs on the daily index. But it's rather interesting how Melbourne and Sydney have been tracking since early in the piece when they did decide to hide.
Yeah, so Melbourne is down quite a lot, isn't it? And, you know, Sydney down a bit. But I think Melbourne is looking pretty sick at the moment.
Very sick. I think that's getting impacted a lot more because of a lot of foreign investors just poured money into Melbourne. But then again, if you look at historically what's happened in the previous upturns and downturns, you know, Melbourne usually shoots up a bit higher, then there's a little bit more momentum happening once Sydney starts picking up pace. But then it's also the hardest to fall. And that's historically because once people say, oh, I can't afford to buy in Sydney anymore, I can't afford to invest in Sydney anymore, well, guess what? They either go to Melbourne, some go to Queensland. I mean, that's an absolute abortion. And I know Spruikers are still pushing for Queensland. They're still pushing for that you can go and buy $300,000 three-bedroom townhouses in the middle of Whoop-Whoop, and they reckon that they're going to go up in value. You only have to look at historical data there that nothing's really gone up in value in those outskirts outside of the Gold Coast and Brisbane CBD itself. So, yeah, Melbourne is in, I think it's in a lot of trouble, even more so with rents as well, given the fact that students are just not coming back. The overseas students are not coming back. A lot of investment got poured into Melbourne with regard to student accommodation. So everything's unraveling. And I've always said that Melbourne was going to go lower. And look at the for sale figures in Melbourne, Martin. Yeah, it's almost double the amount of for sale figures in the Sydney region, according to Domain. So that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it certainly does. And also, it's interesting that the postcode 3000, which is right in the centre of Melbourne, has the highest count of rental stresses in the country, according to my data, which is going back again to the fact that there are many people who didn't come back into those, like students, into those rented apartments. And we're also seeing, of course, rents dropping quite a lot. So there's more people from in the investment sector suggesting they should probably get out while they can. So there's something going on there. And the other thing, of course, is that we're seeing, you know, property after property, when they are settled, the settlement number's quite a lot lower than the asking price. And that's becoming a bit of a trend now, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing, and I posted quite a number of conversations or interaction that I've been having with agents in the North Shore here in Sydney with regard to some of the properties that I've been looking at and attending auctions for clients. And the banter that goes on, it's rather interesting, where you get price guides in Neutral Bay for a three-bedroom apartment of $1.5 to $1.6 million. And then at auction, the auctioneer is calling for bids. And obviously, look, I've got to do a job and I've got to get the property for my client as low as possible. So I threw in a bid of 1.1. Obviously, wasn't accepted. There was a bit of banter going on backwards and forwards. 15 minutes later, I said, look, I'll help you out and I'll give you $1,150,000 just to help you out along, because you seem to be struggling and sweating a little bit. The property got passed in, regardless of what agents and auctioneers tell you that the property is worth. At the end of the day, isn't it market sentiment? Isn't what people are prepared to pay on the day? Isn't that what the mainstream go on about? So as far as we're concerned, the market is dropping, and the differences in values, what the hedonic predictive market or core logic, let's call it core logic, they're predictive figures that show on API data, are generally 10, 15, 17% above what they actually get sold for on the day, which is ridiculous. This has got to be taken into account. And why are the mainstream, why is the RBA, why are the banks relying on such BS from an index that should have been left and buried and nobody should have exhumed the body?
Well, did you see the Reserve Bank Freedom of Information report that came out a couple of days ago? The ABC covered it. I covered it on my channel. And, basically the public position that the RBA has taken is nothing to see here. Housing market's fine. But inside the RBA, they were panicking, and their scenarios suggested that prices could be dropping, up to 15% over the next couple of years. And they even thought they might need to freeze the property market, right? So stop everybody from transacting for a period of time, because there was a risk that people might actually perceive that the market was actually weaker than it was. So there was also a thing in the ABC column where they said, well, maybe CoreLogic had been leaned on by the Reserve Bank to turn its index off. Right now, CoreLogic, of course, is denying that and saying no. It was just a rational commercial decision based on what we were seeing. But interestingly, the Reserve Bank didn't comment on that particularly. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of diversity between the public perception of what the Reserve Bank is wanting to present and reality.
Yeah, and then you've got people that have jumped ship from CoreLogic to REA, putting out search indexes now on REA. I keep on saying over and over again when they come up weekly, it's a joke. To pay somebody, I don't know what he's earning. He's probably earning $150,000, $200,000 to put out that bullshit. Seriously. You got to have rocks in your head in order to pay somebody to put out a weekly post on the searchability index. I tell you what people are searching, Martin. They're searching to see how much values are dropping on a daily basis. That's the hype. And their interpretation of search, and we got this rhetoric and narrative a few weeks back with Asia, China's searching online, and they're going to come back in droves. And meanwhile, my contacts, my research as to what's happening in China with regard to students, with regard to this natural sentiment, with regard to this trade war that was going on between Australia and China, or this this rebuttals with regard to trade and so forth. I mean, nothing was showing that they were coming back, but yet they were interviewing agents that probably sold one property to some poor bastard that didn't know what to do with a couple of million dollars, and all of a sudden they're supposed to be coming back in plane loads. Seriously, and look at where we are now. So where is the narrative now? It's all falling to pieces. You've got these relationships, these dubious and questionable relationships with between Wolverine, the RBA, CoreLogic, the Hedonic Index, Domain, and all these other data houses. Seriously, the government's got to step in, and we've got to get transparency with all this data. This is BS. People are making lifelong decisions based on the information that they're given out. The index is going on, the search index is skyrocketing, therefore you've got to go out and buy. I mean, some bears are even falling into the trap. Oh, if your properties aren't going to fall as much as what Martin North's predicted. Therefore, if you're renting, you should go out and the short of saying you should go out and buy. Listen, if property's falling and you're paying less for rent than on a monthly basis as well, why would you want to go out and buy your principal place of residence unless you're going to get it 15, 20% below what the agent is asking for today?
Well, and of course, if you do buy today, the chances are you're going to lose value. So essentially, if you put a 10% deposit in, prices could easily drop 10 or 15%. Even the Reserve Bank is suggesting that. I think probably more than that. In fact, over the next 2 or 3 years is quite likely. So why would you? Why wouldn't you not wait? And of course, the new first home owner grant incentive, bribe, from the Fed government is going to start 1 July, so expect a whole load of spiel about that. Another 10,000 places, buy now. I would simply say there's no panic. There's no need to do anything quickly. Just let it see, and let's see where it develops. Because, of course, the fact of the matter is this is not going to be a short-term issue. We're dealing with high unemployment. We're dealing with incomes very much compressed. We're dealing with a whole bunch of external pressures as well, because the international situation is looking pretty wonky. Why would you commit now? I can't see any reason. Even if there is a price reduction next week, next month, next year, you'll probably get even a bigger reduction.
Yeah, look, I'm looking at some of the properties, as I said, in the North Shore. People are buying for their own personal reasons. But the thing is, as I keep on saying to a number of my clients, I say, look, our aim is to buy a property. If somebody's putting a price tag of 2.2, well, we're going to go in there at 1.5. Yeah, simple as that, because we're going to pick it up at 2013 or 2012 or 2009 prices, whatever the case may be, because it's simply dropping, depending on how much pain the vendors are in. Now, for agents, as I was saying earlier on, for agents and to call and text my associates and myself back and say, oh, look, you've got to come to the auction. You need to come. And I've said to them, and my associates have been saying to them as well, and that is, listen, you're at a price cut of 2.2. We're at a price point of 1.7. But now, do you really want us there? Oh, you never know. We're gonna, there's a realistic reserve gonna place on the property. What does that tell you? They are shitting bricks, and everything else. Short of passing through cactuses, they're in a lot of strife. Because why are they in a lot of strife? Because it's people that have overinflated the values of properties, real estate agents that overinflated the values of properties. Why? Because of the Wolverine's rhetoric, or four days of CoreLogic, or the hedonic index has gone up, I'm gonna have a barbecue. Well, guess who's having the barbecue now, dipstick? We're having the barbecue, the bears are having the barbecue, and you know what, it tastes delicious. Mwah! It's interesting, but you only have to see it. You post that that data, that information that Lindsay and I gave you, and you can see, people can see for themselves how the values have been going down. Albeit, I still think that they are suppressed to an extent, because reality is what I am seeing, and what my associates are seeing at grassroots level, Martin, is that there are a lot of price indicator or price guides that are actually lower than what people have bought the properties for in 2018, and what does that tell you? All values are gone, and when the agents are getting desperate and they're calling you to and they're begging you to attend the auction, you know that they don't have buyers on the hook like they did before. Why? Because all the people that were speculating on property, guess what? They're gone. They're gone. Now we've come to reality. And George from ITC had tweeted out as well, following one of my tweets, and that he put up there, given the fact that a lot of these properties, and you and I have talked at length, Martin, that a lot of these properties that people were paying ridiculous prices, they haven't had any attention for the last 20, 25, even 30 years. And the maintenance on these properties that people were paying, 10, 15, 20% above the odds, is gonna absolutely crush them. Because guess what? Sooner than later, you have to fix the property, especially if you're going to tenant it. if you're going to lease it out. And the regulations for tenancies have also changed earlier in the year. And people that are holding on to these derelict properties in the northern beaches, northern suburbs, eastern suburbs, all these so-called affluent areas, they're going to get a rude awakening very soon when Fair Trading start auditing the properties to see if they are fit and proper for people to live in. And guess what? We think that 40 to 50% aren't.
Yeah. Well, I think, Edwin, you know, to conclude our conversation today, we are in a very different world, a very new world, a very uncomfortable world for many. I don't see anything like a big bounce back anytime soon. It'll be interesting to see how that index tracks, whatever it tracks. But in the real world, I think you and I are both seeing things extremely alternatively, but I think probably more correctly. And you better waggle that garlic around a bit just to make sure.
Well, yeah, look, I'm telling you, I'm wearing this, you know, daily basis. I don't care. I'll wear it out, and I'm going to wear it to a couple of auctions tomorrow, and I'll get some photos taken, and I'll tweet it out. Yeah, I'm going to have my bell with me as well, and I'll take my angel to ward off this hedonic, you know, because it's a corpse that, you know what, it could appear anywhere, Martin, and I'm not taking any chances.
Great to talk to you, Edwin. Thanks for your time today.
Likewise, Martin. All the best.
See you later. Cheers.